trifles come down.
In that transition, I'd just like to say thank you to Ann and Rebecca, and also the choir. We meet every week, and we have a beautiful anthem and beautiful music for our service. It just it bears noticing. Thank you all for that. Good morning. It's show and tell today. Yes. I brought something to share with you all. As Mr. Jerry was explaining beginning of service this morning. He was talking about, I was going around and doing some pruning today. And our gospel message this morning is from the Gospel of John, and it talks about vine growers. Y'all ever been to a winery? Ever been to a place where they have all the grapevines out in the fields? You can see those? Those guys really take a lot of time, those farmers, those women and men take a lot of time to prune and to selectively go through with a pair of hand shears, which I have the blister to prove from yesterday. But they go through and they really selectively prune on these different vines. And so I was bringing this in today to kind of show you a little bit about pruning. And today, just we've got a couple of what they call leaders on this, which are like the big term is a dominant branch, right? You can see this one's bigger, and this one's a little bit smaller, right? You see that, Nicholas? Yeah. So, and then you see one down here that's kind of making a last-ditch effort. I want to be somebody too. Come on, you got one down here, and it's kind of working it out, but not quite. Well, the vine grower goes through, and they selectively prune the different branches on the vine in order to produce the best fruit, because they want that best fruit to make perhaps grape juice or wine or different other products. Well, God talks about it in the Gospel of John about pruning certain branches. You'll hear this morning. Pruning certain branches so that the vine can grow as strong can be. Because there are some branches, like these little ones down here or these little ones up here, that are pulling energy, pulling some of the nutrients from the tree, from the vine. And so he prunes them all in order for the vine or the tree to be as strong and resilient and beautiful as possible, right? And so I want you to think about that this week. And the thing that I'd like for you to think about is there are things that we do in our daily life, our daily doings, right? We go to school, we play with our friends, we interact with our family.
Mommy.
And there are things that we do that perhaps need to be pruned, need to be cut out, need to be stopped, right? Sometimes those are hard decisions to make. Hard decisions to make. But when we think about that and what we can stop perhaps doing so that our whole tree, our body, as a representation to Christ, can be stronger, can be better, to grow into Christ, right? Now, I have a feeling that you all know of some of those habits, perhaps, that you get into that you maybe ought not to do. And those are decisions that I want you to think about this week, that you could perhaps prune out, right? Stop doing, right? So you can grow stronger and closer to God. Will you all pray with me? How do we do that? That's right, Marcus. Good job. Gracious One, you called us this morning and you present us with hard decisions. Well, even if they're not easy decisions. And we ask that you remind us that you are with us throughout this week. Remind us that you are with us when we're with our friends and our families and celebrations, or we put our head on the pillow and lay down after a fun day of playing, being at school, being in our hearts and our minds. All this we ask in your Son's name. Everybody said?